A bonk on the conch.
Don't panic, don't panic, whatever you do, don't follow the dictates of that old rhyme. When in danger or in doubt, run in circles, scream and shout. Or maybe you should, because finally, the most dreadful thing in the whole world has happened. Conkers is under attack. Yes, in leafy lanes all over England, the national sport, the autumnal raison d'etre, nay, the very lifeblood of the under-15 British boy, and latterly girl too, is being ripped, still beating from his manly breast, and latterly womanly too. And just for the sake of a ribbon to stick on a coat. No, 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 that was for something else. No, no, in this case, it's just for the sake of being a namby-pamby, politically hyper-correct nanny state. And I've no idea where they can stick that. Oh, the injustice, the inhumanity, the inconquerity. Well, having got that off my manly chest, I suppose I should explain, just for the sake of you poor benighted colonials, what Conkers is, and why, at the moment, it seems to be moving towards isn't. In the mid-17th century, the tree, Aesculus hippocastanum, reached the shores of England's sceptred isle and demi-paradise, not much more than 50 years after Shakespeare said that's what it was, thereby making him just that little bit more truthful, and bringing with it its famous seed, the horse chestnut. By the mid-19th century, after some apparently unsatisfying experiments with hazelnuts and snails and the like, British schoolboys, and in those former days girls not at all, made the momentous discovery that suspending a horse chestnut, for no very clear reason named a conker, on a knotted string, while some companion thwacked at it soundly with another conker similarly strung, and then keeping score as one or the other shattered, was a great substitute for the more usual schoolboy activity of beating each other up. The sport of conkers thus was born, and has never looked back, but has leapt from pinnacle to pinnacle higher and higher, until it even has a world championship, complete with people from other countries competing, though England does have an atypical and rather embarrassing tendency to win. And so conkers sat at the peak of sporting, with a future as rosy as its past, until a few years passed when local government looked up from beating its wife to notice that young children were playing at conkers, and in unsupervised, unregulated, and worst of all, unstructured way, even, with the exception of Cummersdale Primary School in Carlisle, without wearing OSHA-approved industrial safety goggles. And so local government girded its loins, not that with loins like theirs there was much point to that exercise, and sallied forth to wield what might be called the slash-and-burn attitude towards child safety, to create a cordon sanitaire around their primary schools with rage and axe and chainsaw. Bureaucrats, who, while probably not actually evil dictators, often play one on television, have been out in arboricidal force from Norwich in the east to South Tyneside in the north, hacking down conker trees or, when feeling rather more kindly than usual, merely trimming them down to a nubbin. It's the child-rearing equivalent of creating a desert and calling it peace. And anyway, since conkers is but one manifestation of that deep need in our children for the destruction and death of small inanimate objects, whatever the loco bureau fat crats do, it's bound to emerge somewhere else like the endangered whack-a-mole under the mallet. And this is certainly demonstrated by the fact that, whilst doing the research for this essay, I discovered that musical chairs is now too violent for children. The traditional children's party game of musical chairs has been accused, In a booklet launched by Britain's Education Minister Margaret Hodge a few years ago, of breeding violence. She suggests that nursery schools should consider playing a less aggressively competitive game, such as musical statues. Or I might suggest they just stick with conkers. Cheerio for now from Richard Howland Bolton.